What's up, guys? Big Daddy Sitch is back in the building with my wife, Lawrence, for another episode of Here's the Sitch podcast, the positive podcast you never knew you needed.
Yes, we are back in the building with episode number 44 on this fine October day.
I know. The weather is starting to change. I'm a big fan of the 65, 70 degree weather.
Sexy 75?
Yeah. And it's actually a little bit in between weather. I was speaking with somebody the other day. You don't know whether to put the heat on or the air conditioner at this particular point.
Oh, God. I'm like not... I love the weather feeling outside, but I can't stand when you're like flipping between the back and forth because it's just too much.
Well, also before you know it, you're going to be turning that fireplace on. And that's motivating right there because I'm excited to flip on that fireplace. You know, maybe a little bit of a hot chocolate. The holidays are coming. And speaking of that... We're already doing preparations for Christmas. I don't know about you guys. All this preparedness comes from, obviously, past events in my life. So now I stay prepared, you know. Fail to plan, and you will plan to fail. So hence why we are already planning for Romeo's first Christmas, possibly some Christmas lights. I think we decided to host, is it Christmas Eve, honey?
Yes. Christmas Eve. I think that some people I talk to when I'm like, oh, we're putting up lights and we're like looking into putting up lights and I'm booking like food.
They're like, what about Halloween?
Yeah, they're like, it's a little early for that. And normally I would think that maybe before I had a child. Mm-hmm. But like with how busy I am every day and how fast time is flying, I check every single person that says that to me because I'm like, really? You think? Because Christmas is in like 10 weeks, which the amount of things that I have to do between now and then is a lot. Like we both work, you know, we're filming Jersey Shore Family Vacation. Mm-hmm. Currently, we're filming a season of it. So we have a huge chunk of filming, which is very demanding and a lot of time commitment. Mm-hmm. And that's happening now through November. And then we're also running our other businesses, the Situation Store and, you know, different things, doing the podcast. So like
time, attrition in the building.
Yeah. Like I'm working on this new project that's coming out really soon. I'm so excited about
it. Can I say what it is? Isn't it?
Like I can't announce it yet. I'm not allowed to because I have partners.
All right, fine.
But I'm very excited. You guys have asked about it before. It's a super passion of mine. And I've been working on it for years and it's finally happening. So I will share it on the podcast when I can. Maybe I'll exclusively share it here. So we're doing a lot, like we're both working parents. You know, we work from home, which is wonderful.
Shout out to all the parents out there. I didn't know how busy it is to be a parent. We are busy 24/7, even on the weekends when you think it's going to be a light day. It really never is a light day. But I feel that myself and my wife... and it's always important to remember, you guys are a team in a marriage, in a family. So we kind of split duties with everything pretty much, right?
Yeah. We definitely balance things out. And I will say, if you are trying to hang up a lot of Christmas lights or plan your menu for hosting Christmas or Christmas Eve and all these different things, it does not hurt to be prepared. Because you'll be able to enjoy it more when you're prepared. You know what I mean? Like things will be set and clear and concise and you know how to efficiently run the day and the night and you can just enjoy it instead of like running like a chicken with your head cut off.
I think it's important to make a little note for everyone that we have done a little bit of planning for Halloween, which we are about to be the family of Incredibles. Romeo's going to be little Jack-Jack. I'm going to be Mr. Incredible. And we also have Mrs. Situation being Mrs. Incredible. So we're going to be the Incredibles. I'm pretty excited for that. All this stuff is awesome being new parents. You know, the first Halloween, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's a magical time right now. And like I said, we like to give off that positive energy to our listeners, to our subscribers, to let them know. Listen, there are tough times out there, but we take it one day at a time. And we prioritize our life or schedule our life around really self-care, fitness, self-love, choosing positivity first. That's how we operate as a family, and that's how we're getting through these days.
Yes, and we do that because self-care is so, so important. And if you're not taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. you cannot take care of anyone else.
Facts.
So if you're
everything crumbles.
If you're a husband or a wife, if you're a parent, if you're, you know, any of these names where you have relationships that you want to hold to a high standard and take care of and preserve and you know, prioritize.
They take work.
They do take work. But if you're run down and you're not doing like what self-care is to you, then you're not going to be able to achieve like the level of happiness you want.
So, yeah. In other words, the first relationship or to prioritize yourself first with self-care and self-love, and it sort of sets the tone for every other relationship in your life.
Yes.
So if you're treating yourself poorly, most of the relationships in your life are going to follow suit.
Yeah,
I would think,
and you're
right?
teaching people how to treat you.
Oh my God, you're facts. Saying, I was going to say that today.
You're
yeah.
saying, I don't believe I'm worthy of even taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. So treat me however you want to treat me. And
yeah.
it's just not the
yeah,
way to
that's,
live.
That's not, that's, it's, I believe in relationships. If you want respect, you also have to give respect too.
Yep. And self-care comes in all different forms as mm-hmm. well. I see a lot of those memes where like, you know, self-care for some people can be taking your vitamins, working out, going for a walk, clearing your head.
So all the above.
For some people, it could be reading a book, taking a bath, meditating, anything that you're doing just for you.
1000%. It has everything with being on the path of self-improvement for yourself, your partner, your family and your future. I mean, everything from mentally, physically, spiritually, personally, and professionally, all those things, I believe is self-care and self-love. You know, you have your life in order. And if you have your life in order, your relationships are going to be in order. And it's over time that these things get better. And I think the building block or the foundation of it is taking care of yourself first. Mm-hmm. Once you got that in order, you can start to expand a little bit.
Yeah.
You know,
I want to talk a little bit about for the parents out there, especially the new parents.
We are new parents over here.
People talk a lot about the first night away from your baby or your first trip or things where like you really just are not with your baby. So we had a wedding last night.
We did. It was we had some nice preparations. We took care of the travel. We took care of the outfits. We did our best with dieting for weeks and things like that. So I thought it was a successful trip.
But I wanted to see as like a new dad, because we didn't even talk about this offline, like off this conversation. But how were your feelings being away from the baby for the first time for like an extended period of time? Like we slept home, we didn't sleep out, but we did have my sister come over and my nephew, which was so cute because my nephew's like 10. Mm-hmm. So he was able to help out and play with him and all these things. So they watched the baby for us, which is so, it's a blessing to be able to have family to help. But I was like a little, what's the word? Bittersweet. Because you're happy that you're like out and having a good time. But then you're like, oh, like maybe this is just a mom thing. Because you're looking at me like perplexed.
No.
I was like, oh, my baby.
No.
And like looking at the monitor and checking the updates and checking the cameras.
I knew that he was taken care of.
And, of course.
And that was it. So I was really just enjoying myself in the moment.
Yeah, maybe it's a mom thing.
I'm a big in the moment type of person. So when we were checking the monitor and I knew that he was good when I knew that your sister put him down to go to sleep and I know he was resting, I knew it wasn't like a tough night for your sister or for the baby. So I was happy.
Well,
and
she's also a mom and she's really experienced and good with kids too. So that was comforting. But I guess it's like a mom thing when you're the first night or extended time away, because I'm with him 24/7, you know, so I'm very attached to him as much as he's attached to me.
No, like
so
I said,
it's like an emotional thing.
I'm obviously attached to Romeo, but also this was an important event for us and a very close friend or loved one, and we were enjoying ourselves, we were being there, and we were invested in the wedding, in the party, in the happiness of the couple.
Yeah,
you know?
We were mindful in the moment.
Yeah, we were mindful. So it's very important to know that. And we knew that Romeo was being taken care of. And I was excited to get home. And even when we got home and he was sleeping, I wanted to wake him up because I missed him.
Oh,
you know?
My God. I really thought you were coming to wake him up. Like, I showered and Mike was already getting ready for bed. And I heard like him walking around. And I'm like, Jeff definitely took the baby out of the crib.
And he's going to walk in here.
And
right
he's going to walk in here with the lights all bright.
With the baby.
With the baby.
Look what I got.
look who I found.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does sometimes when he's so excited to see him.
Yeah.
But you let him sleep.
It was an amazing event. We have been dieting, both of us, after the birth of our child. And I think we have been doing great. We've been intermittent fasting pretty much every day. We usually do at least 16 hours. The past couple of weeks, we've done no cheat day. Obviously, at the wedding yesterday, we did enjoy. We did turn up. We did live our best life. But now,
you have to do that at a wedding. Come on.
Now, today, we're back to living our best life. I mean, technically back to our schedule, actually, which is intermittent fasting, working out, vitamins, you know, all that good stuff.
Yes. So speaking of holidays and dieting, what would you say is the best mind frame to head into these holidays that are like around the corner with diet and stuff?
Well, I would be preparing now to watch your diet now, you know, because once the holidays comes, you know, you're going to live your best life and eat everything. So you get like, you know, what we're doing now is we're dieting.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing because I think the holidays creep up on everybody.
Yeah.
And you don't realize it and they're here before you know it. And you're like, oh, of course you're going to splurge and overindulge in the holidays. Like, probably, of course.
You're
it's
probably
a huge celebration of the year.
You're probably going to gain a lot of weight if you're not, you know, being mindful of what you put into your body now.
Exactly.
So I'll be honest, going forward, I'm not going to have any more cheat days. Maybe this weekend we do have a family event. Is it on a Sunday?
Oh, that food is so good.
Is it on a Sunday?
I thought it was Saturday. It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. Are you sure?
And
Saturday?
And the food at that restaurant you've never been is incredible. So you're going to eat
it.
It
is wedding season. So we have another big party this weekend. But I will, you know, like I said, prioritize exercise. I will diet every day, intermittent fast every day. And then that one cheat day I'll have this weekend because it's a family event. But after that, going into November, I will not have any cheat days because
a little cheat day never hurt nobody when you're dieting that hard and putting in that much
work. I had such great results from not cheating for 3 weeks in a row that after this weekend, I'm getting back to no cheat days because we are going to be leaving for another Jersey Shore family vacation very, very soon, probably within not within a month, but in a month.
How crazy. Like,
I feel like we do so much.
We do so much.
We spoke about this last night.
I'm
with,
excited.
With JWoww. We're like, oh my God, we've done like, you know, just when you think it's only about 4 years, which has been about 4 years, it feels like it's been seven, you know, since all the shows we've done.
It'll be 4 years in January since the reboot started filming, which is insane. And the amount of life events and the amount of things that happen. I mean, we brought like humans into the world, like a bunch of them over the last 4 years. Like how many kids? CJ, Cameron, Angelo, Romeo, and Ariana.
I went to prison.
Five children.
I went to prison. I came home.
Yeah. Like, it's just so much has happened and time is flying by, but we are making the most of it and enjoying it. And that's the best way to live.
And as soon as we get a hang or a handle on Romeo, I would think we would start to try for that second. Maybe when he's close to a year, maybe 9 months or something.
I think maybe a little less.
Yeah, like 9 months, right?
Because you never know how long it could take or how surprised it could happen early. You never know.
Would you like a boy or a girl?
I would have anything. I mean, I'm so...
Same.
It's so... Romeo is so special and he's such a character and a unique person.
He's a rainbow baby.
He is a rainbow baby. And my faith is in God that he would give me what is destined for me.
There you have it, guys.
Yeah.
The situations are... We lead our life with God and family. Hopefully, you know, other people follow that example.
Yes, and speaking of, Romeo is getting baptized.
Yeah,
we are also planning his baptism, which is happening sometime in December. So there's a lot of milestone events coming up for us. Mike is going to be 6 years clean and sober.
Damn, yeah, 6 years clean and sober.
On Christmas Eve.
And I am off probation, which is awesome. And the good thing about that is, I'm off probation. I can definitely do whatever I want. But what I want to is to continue the badge of honor, which is sobriety for me.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? So that 6 years for me is more important than, say, a drink. I just know where that life leads for me. You know, I do have an obsessive personality. Yeah. And now I fine-tune and direct that focus, as you would call it, into good things, into positive things, into building my life for my family and my future, and positive decisions, and watching what I put in my body in you know, my diet, whether it's and obviously, guys, it's very important to know that the diet also includes, you know, who you hang out with. You know what I mean? The TV and the movies you're watching.
You're filling your brain with.
The music that you listen to. Mm. All of those things, what you're filling your brain in, almost like it's like programming. That also is your diet. Being mindful of your screen time on your phone, which obviously all of us, suffer from doing too much of. So sometimes it's good to put it down, you know, maybe watch a positive movie, a rom-com with the wifey. I'm a big fan of superhero movies because I feel like we are all our own superheroes in our own movie. And God Almighty is the director.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's really the truth in the matter. And, you know, that's really what it is, you know?
Yeah. And I think that having whatever your higher power is as your first and foremost.
Faith, yeah. So, faith is very important.
Yeah. And you just have to have that foundation, I feel like. Like, I've always called my faith as, like, my foundation and backbone.
Yeah.
At extreme highs, extreme lows, when things are going great and when things are not, you know, that's like what I rely on to help me through everything in life.
Yes. It's,
it's really important to,
spirituality.
Yeah. Either way, whichever way is your way of relating to it.
Yeah.
But it's so important to, I think, raise your children that way too.
Yes.
Because they need to have that structure.
Mm-hmm.
And know.
Knowing right from wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it like checks them more into their intuition and responsibility.
I feel like when you go away, I feel like if you go away from that, that's when you tend to have some issues, in my opinion. That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like I said, going back to raising the kids, what about, what does breaking the chains mean to you, or breaking the cycle? Because do you remember when I went to go see Tyler Henry?
Yeah.
And he said that your ancestors up above are cheering you on, which I was like, hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? And he said, you are going to be the one in your family to break all the chains and break the cycle.
Yep.
What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it can be translated in any way, but I think that it was an acknowledgement of the work that you put in.
Oh, goodness, yeah, for sure.
To create a new foundation.
A new life,
strength,
yeah.
A new family value and system for your own family.
Yeah.
So going forward, your children and their children and so on, hopefully don't have the hardships that you and maybe your ancestors have had because they didn't have that structure of maybe they fell into different patterns or any kind of negativity or any kind of addiction or just different things that weren't the best decisions for them and their family.
Yeah.
You broke that cycle of the bad decisions.
And it has to also do
true.
And it also incredible. Has to do with, and a lot, I don't know if people know this, but it has to do with what your mom and dad were taught. And how and also what their mom and dad were taught.
Yep.
And we're not looking to point the blame. It's acknowledgement.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And it's not your fault that you were taught a certain way to deal with anger or pain or jealousy or whatever it is. But it is your responsibility as an adult, and if you are a parent, to break the cycle and break the chain and, you know, choose positivity, choose education, choose health, choose exercise, choose good decisions. It's your responsibility and it's your life. You only get one, to try to make it the best that you can.
And that is what therapy is all about.
Boom.
Like that's the amazing thing. Like people think, oh, if you go to therapy, you must be crazy or you're depressed or you have like some extreme thing. And no, like the most smart and I would say educated people are the people who understand that therapy is to self-improve yourself.
It's education. It's
to recognize. Exactly. It's like furthering your education, but on yourself and your history and your patterns.
Different viewpoints.
And guess what, guys? We learn history for a reason, so that it's not repeated. The negative things, the mistakes. Facts.
We turn our L's into lessons.
So if you don't take that time to look at your history, the behaviors you've done, and maybe your family's history, then it's only natural to repeat that. All right, guys, today's episode of Here's the Sitch podcast is sponsored by Hydro Jug. You know that my husband, Mike, and I are always taking care of ourselves, and that includes drinking lots of water and staying hydrated. You guys need to get your hands on this water bottle. It's the water bottle that everyone is talking about, the Hydro Jug. It is seriously one of my new favorite items. They're durable and reusable, and it holds up to more than a half gallon of water, so you'll stay hydrated all day long. Say goodbye to those days of filling up your tiny water bottle every hour, and hello to your Hydro Jug. I'm honestly shocked that this hasn't been like a thing sooner than now, because they always make those like cute branded water bottles, but then like they fit like 16 ounces. And if you are an athletic or active or healthy person, you literally drink that in like 20 minutes. So the fact that this holds over a half a gallon of water, it keeps me full and hydrated for almost the entire day. I usually fill mine twice throughout the day, and then I hit my quota and I'm super happy. It has a wide mouth opening, which makes it easy to add ice or fruit if you love your infused water, which is so delicious, especially after a workout. They have a carry loop for another option to carry, which I always use. It's dishwasher safe, which is important because some bottles are not dishwasher safe. I have no time to be hand washing bottles besides baby bottles these days, so I need to throw my bottle in the dishwasher. The Hydro Jug is convenient. They have so many different colors and sleeves. It's just the best addition to your healthy lifestyle. So of course, we have a special discount code for our Here's the Sitch podcast listeners only here right now. You can get your Hydro Jug at www.thehydrojug.com. Use discount code SITUATION and you will get 10% off your order today. Hydro Jugs are game changers for anyone on the go. Again, use code SITUATION at www.thehydrojug.com to get 10% off today and start hydrating today. Guys, water is so important every day of your life. Check out the Hydro Jug. You are going to love it.
Listen, the comeback is only greater than the setback if you choose action and prayer, you know? Mm-hmm. If you don't do anything and you just hope it things, you know, change, nothing changes if nothing changes. Yep. Now, what happens if people are maybe a little hesitant on going to therapy? It's not even a big deal. I've done therapy before, but there are other ways to self-improve, you know, besides therapy. There's, you know, support groups.
Yep.
There are support groups out there.
For everything.
For everything. If you know, and it helps you be around the group that are like-minded and want the same thing. And you're able to hear some of what other people are going through, of other walks of life, to be like, oh, wow, they're going through that and they did this. I might be able to do the same thing. Or maybe you learn from some of their mistakes so that you don't make the same ones.
Yep.
Okay. Now, besides therapy and support groups, there's also, you know, for people that are maybe, I guess it's introverts, you can probably go to a bookstore or a library and educate yourself and read books.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do that, right?
Yeah, you know? You could even just get a Kindle and do it from your bed. But yeah, if you don't want to spend for it, you could just go to the library where it's free.
Yeah, or you could do the Kindle. My wife is more...
I'm obsessed with my Kindle.
She's more...
Kindle needs to like sponsor Here's the Sitch.
Yeah. And, you know, you can educate yourself. I'm also... And listen, everyone knows if you're a listener of Here's the Sitch, we are big believers. We walk alike, we talk when it comes to fitness, when it comes to, diet, when it comes to putting in your body, because, you know, that's also improving yourself physically and it's going to make you feel better mentally.
Yeah.
You know, if you feel good, you know, I think if you're looking good, you're feeling good. And if you're feeling good, you're getting good results. That is obviously young Sitch. That was 10 years ago.
Young Sitch.
Young Sitch was wise.
Yeah, he was wise beyond his years. You don't realize he may not have been making the best decisions, but you always had that Yoda-like wisdom inside. That was a little bit of your wisdom coming through.
Yeah, you know, so I'm thinking that...
And they all complement each other. That's the best thing about bettering yourself and in any way. Like maybe you just are working on your fitness. Maybe you're not doing all of the self-improvement things. You're just doing one piece. But they all affect each other. It's like a big circle. And as you get better at one thing, you can then add on a new thing to get better at. And it just makes you such a happier, more fulfilled human being.
I think another... this is sort of a current Sitchism. To sort of sum up that, it's if you have the mentality, I don't know if you need to go to the situationsstore.com and get the shirt and wear it. Become better, not bitter. I think that is a phrase that if you had on the forefront of the brain and you just carry it wherever you go, it's going to help you out in life tremendously.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of those things will, but that one really holds you to a higher standard no matter what you're being faced with.
Yeah.
And as you continue to make those decisions and have that action in the face of, you know, maybe disrespect or insult or haters or maybe a family member you don't get along with or a coworker or something that's rude, you know, as you continue to actually implement that and not react to it, you literally become a better person.
Yeah.
And then you get further in life that way.
Yeah.
Because people want to be around good people. No one wants to be around a miserable, hating troll.
Yeah.
In real life, no one wants to sit there and talk smack about other people. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, like, maybe that shit goes on when you're in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it continues a little bit in college. But once you're an adult... Like, my time is so precious.
Oh, facts.
If you think I'm going to, with 5 minutes of my free time, I'm going to listen to you, bitch.
Mm.
Like, no, I'm just going to make a mental note. Okay, not hang out with that person. Mm. I'm going to not call that person. Mm.
Boundaries.
Because I don't have time for that kind of energy. I only want positivity and I only want... happiness. Well, I only want to be around good vibes.
People are going to lift you up.
Yes.
And, you know... That's the truth of the matter. That's how we operate in life. You know, it's almost like when things are not adding up in life, subtract. You know,
yep, that's so a good one. Is that on a shirt?
You know what? We got to put it on a shirt because that's a really good one.
I have to say, if you love motivational quotes, the Situation Store is the place to go. It's at the Sitch Store on Instagram. And then the website is thesituationsstore.com.
Yeah, people.
And I have to say, if you love quotes, like, it'll actually be really challenging to pick your favorites.
Yep, facts.
Because we...
So many good
just
ones.
Just this year, fairly recently, it was like a recent month, that we just hit our over 100th design.
Yeah, 100 designs. Yeah, we have funny ones, but then there's also a lot of classics.
A lot of them are motivational.
A lot of them are motivational, yeah.
So if you love that kind of stuff... Go have a ball. It's great for Christmas gifts. And I'll be honest, last year was crazy with COVID, shipping.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get someone that's going through something.
Plan in advance, yeah.
Yeah, plan in advance. Get to the Sitch store. Get your motivational tea.
It's things like that will empower you.
Mm.
You know, if you wear a shirt that says, the comeback is greater than the setback, or we didn't come this far just to come this far, or become better, not bitter. You're going to embody that shirt and feel like a superhero while wearing it. I get those messages all the time from, you know, people that order from the website. They're just like, oh my God, I love these phrases, you know?
And you know what? It's spreading positivity because every time I wear them, like I always wear them to work out. And every time I wear them, like I'll go to Rook or I'll go to Pilates and whoever is there, like one of the instructors was like, I was trying to read your shirt the whole time during class and I couldn't see the whole thing. And now I see it. And you're spreading that positivity. Like you're literally enlightening people like subconsciously, subliminally, because you're wearing positive affirmations on your shirt. And then the people who see it are reading it. So it's just like a you don't realize it, but it's like a positive chain effect. Of wearing Stitch Store stuff.
It really is. And on that note, I would like to go to the phones.
Give us a call, 732-898-0414, and you may be featured on the next Here's the Stitch podcast. It's 732-898-0414.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I have a couple questions. Mike, I know, you know, you love your food, and that's a big part of who you are. Is there anything that you don't like or that you won't eat? And my second question is, where will Jersey Shore Family Vacation cast be going on their vacation?
Oh, damn. Yes.
Any food you won't eat?
I do love all foods, but there is one food that I usually don't like. Sometimes I go to sushi restaurants. They let me try one time. I think it was sea urchin or uni or something.
Yeah, that's a really weird texture.
And I felt like my tongue was burning or something. It was like a weird...
like scratchy.
Yeah, right? I didn't like it. So I would never try it again. I am a big fan of sushi, but that since she said, is there anything that I don't like that kind
no
of...
No sea urchin.
No sea urchin, baby. It's not in BDS's building.
And then where are we going? I'll be honest with you. We don't really know where we're going.
They do that on purpose.
We won't know where we're going probably until we get in flight itinerary.
Yeah, but we are leaving in a month.
We are leaving soon though, yeah.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Lauren. I love listening to your podcast. I was just calling in for some parenting advice. I just had my son in August on the 12th. He's a little over a month old and absolutely adorable. My question for you is, how do you guys navigate the waters about who can be around your kid and who can hold him and that sort of thing? Because in today's world, I get so terrified thinking about what people have been or who they've been around, even people like grandmas and uncles and aunts, you know. I also feel like people are very entitled and feel like, you know, they should get to hold them, but it makes me uncomfortable sometimes and I'm not really sure how to approach the situation.
Well, honey, you could answer
this one.
That's
a really good question.
Yeah, you could answer this one. We actually went through this and I know that we informed family members before they even came over some of the rules, but you can explain, honey.
Yeah, so we had a little bit of a unique situation because I think that we were just really nervous being pandemic parents and quarantine babies and that kind of stuff.
That's something new.
It's something that our family members, you know, if they haven't had a child in the last year, have not experienced. So they may have had their own experience. I remember I even have a family member that was like, yeah, I know I was told, you know, if the kids got a fever, they'd have to go to the hospital. But people are told that, like they haven't experienced that and then also lived in a pandemic. So it's like your senses are just heightened and you're worried all the time. So I think the best point of view to have is just that everyone's coming from a loving place and they just want to share the love. They want to hold your baby. They want to snuggle your baby. Like babies are so precious and a gift from God and a blessing to your family. So it's always coming from a positive place. But as a parent, you're definitely nervous and concerned and worried, and you just have to be a really good communicator.
I like that.
If you're not, you can be like me by accident and you know, like bark at someone like, no, don't do that. Instead of like saying, you know what? I don't think that's a good idea. Why don't you wash your hands and come back? And then, you know, we'll revisit maybe holding the baby.
Well, I think,
or the next time.
I think she's being nice. And at the end of the day, most babies don't really have an immune system early on.
No, you know,
especially they don't, you know, especially the first month or two at least, or I think it's 3 months or so. They have to get their vaccinations and things like that. So I think, you know, everyone wants to see the baby. Everyone wants to kiss the baby. They all want to get close to the baby. And if the baby smiles, it's like a magnet. It makes them get closer. So I think it's important, just like my wife said, to be a good communicator and let the family members or anybody that's going to come over, I would tell them
on the phone.
I would tell them before they come over on the phone, listen, guys, he's got no immune system. If you come over, please just, you know, stay away from him. There's no kissing. There's no touching. If you want to take a photo with the baby, I will pick him up and I will hold him and someone will take a photo of us. Also, guess what? When they get there, they're going to forget. So good news is you tell them once over the phone, and as soon as they walk in, be like, can you please wash your hands? Because people just forget, you know, they just, you know, they got their shoes on. It's like, please take your shoes off. Please wash your hands. And then once they wash their hands, tell them again, be like, listen, I know I said this on the phone. He's really cute. I know you want to touch him and kiss him, but please just stay far away, because if he gets sick, it's going to be a problem and he's going to go to the hospital. So just please stay, I would say, you know, a couple feet away, you know, and just so you're upfront with people. So you told them on the phone, you told them when they got there, you have to sort of be the micromanager of the meeting, and you have to be the baby's biggest advocate because he can't speak.
Yep.
You know,
it's true. You have to advocate for the health and safety of your baby. And that includes protection from everybody until they grow the strength to be around people and be held by people and all that kind of stuff.
And this situation happened with us
all the time
with a number of family members where they would come over and we would tell them on the phone, please, you know, you can't, you know, touch the baby. The first thing they did when they came in was try to touch his foot you know, and it happened on, you know, to both of us, both of our sides of our family. And we were just like, oh my God, like we know he's very cute. But you know, you got to give us a little time for him to get bigger and get stronger.
And you
know?
Feel like a bad guy when you're doing it, or at least I do, but you have to do the right thing for your baby first.
No,
and foremost,
I don't feel like the bad guy.
I know you don't. Cause you do a good job at telling people no.
I'm in a situation where I'm trying to figure out how to put forgiveness forward, because I know my dad is struggling. I found out he's, you know, the drugs or whatever, and he's going to rehab. He did his thing. He's continuing to go even after his 10 weeks. I'm so proud of him, but I know I've been spiteful, hateful probably even. I'm sorry, I'm going to choke up and start crying because my dad is my heart. But just dealing with somebody my whole life on drugs. It wasn't my dad, you know, my brothers. I refuse to be around something like that. I'm trying to break this cycle in my family and do better for my girls, but I'm having a hard time with my dad. Please give me advice and help, because I'm struggling and I know he's probably struggling too.
Aw. A lot of families go through this, including us, you know, with some of our family members. I think it's important to prioritize the health of yourself and your baby first.
Yep.
And it's very important to set healthy boundaries. And it's okay to love someone from a distance. Okay. That's number, you know, 1, 2, and 3. And also, wish them, you know, to get better, you know, and maybe they finally get it and maybe they go to rehab and maybe they take it seriously, but that's going to take time. And actions speak louder than words. And you can support that person if they are doing the right thing. But if they are not doing the right thing, you got to revert back to the healthy boundary.
Yeah.
Because anyone that's on, you know, drugs and alcohol and that are addicted, they're choosing the drug first and they're not their best self. And that toxic and that negative energy will seep into your life. And you have to, like I said, choose yourself and your baby first.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I've dealt with this before, and there's nothing wrong with loving someone from a distance and hoping that they get better. And I just said it again, if they do, if the actions speak louder than the words and they do get the help, it's okay to come in and support them at that particular point. Okay. And then obviously you would hope that once they're on the road of recovery, that maybe they make their amends and they say their apologies, but that will come in time. Okay, maybe take some accountability for some of their wrongdoing and some of their mistakes in the life or some of the pain they have caused you. But that may not come for quite some time. The best thing to do, it is like I said, is to implement healthy boundaries, right, honey?
Yeah. The best thing to do is what you're doing right now. I know it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's the hardest thing you'll do in your entire life is to watch a family member, especially that close and that impactful to you as a parent. To watch your parents struggle like that is not, you know, that's not the way to be. But the best thing that you are doing is exactly what you said, which is you're keeping your distance to protect your child and protect yourself and to break the cycle.
And also, I did like what she said about breaking the cycle. Also, sometimes family members don't have any boundaries. And even though you're trying to set them, they will break them. Guess what happens? I don't know if you've heard the news, but I will call, I will call the police. If I said don't come over and you come over, or if I have you blocked and you come over, I'm going to call the police and tell them to escort you out because you're not welcome. Your energy is not welcome. Okay. And until you fix your life, then I'll be supportive of you. But until then, I wish you well.
Yeah.
I am very, very, I'm going to say it four times, very, very experienced when it comes to addiction and what you should and shouldn't do. Obviously, you don't want to call the police on a loved one, but at the end of the day, that would be tough love, and it's your last resort after years and years and years of trying other, other options, I guess. So that would be your last resort, but I feel that you are on the right track. It is a little upsetting sometimes, but at the end of the day, tough times don't last. Tough people do. Okay. And, what doesn't kill you is only going to make you stronger. I know it's very upset because it's family, but you got to prioritize the health and safety of yourself and your baby. If you don't take care of yourself, you're never going to be able to take care of anyone else. And then, like I said, you can also say some prayers. We're big into that in my family as well. We say some prayers. And if there is any change, if the person tries to get help, and I'm almost repeating myself again because it's such an important issue to us, if they seek the help and they go to rehab and they come out and they're doing the right thing and they're getting their life together and they're paying their bills and they're being positive and they're not, you know, exhibiting old, you know, exhibiting old, what is that, honey?
I don't know the word. I don't know what the word
is. Character traits or bad decisions, you know, like old ways won't open up new doors. Anyway, and then you can start to support them. So listen, good luck and Godspeed. The universe is on your side. You're doing the right thing. And that's what you need to know.
Love watching the show. It's something my wife and I have watched since we started dating back in college every Thursday, now Jersey. I still do with our two kids. We just had our second kid and our Thursday night ritual is watching Family Vacation. So we're excited to see everything that Mike and you have gone through. Happy to see Mike come out on the other side okay. Quickly gone from my least favorite character on the show to one of my most favorite people in the world. So one of the things that you said during one of the podcasts was depression mixed up is I pressed on. And I have to tell you, that almost made me start crying at work when I was listening to you guys, because I've been dealing with some health issues and trying to get through that. But that really just struck home with me, and it's something that I can say to myself and getting better every day, health-wise and mentally. So I just want to say thank you, guys, and much love to you and the new baby, and Mosey, too.
Damn, that was great. I'm telling you, honey, like I said in the middle of this podcast, those positive affirmations, they make a really big difference, and a lot of people don't even know they exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Depression, mixed around as I pressed on.
I love that one.
You know, so that is really awesome. And you know, it's really special when callers and subscribers call in, and they say, listen, you know, we've been watching your story and we listened to your podcast and it has helped me get my life together. And it's like so awesome. It's like, you know, it's like our life story is other people's survival guide.
I love that, because that's how people are able to get through things in life.
Mm-hmm.
And I love how open and honest he was, that when you said that about the word depression, I pressed on, he had tears in his eyes, because that's when something clicks. Yeah. Like, that's what, when Oprah used to say, is like an aha moment. That's when you're like, holy shit, like, that makes sense, and I can do this and I can get through this. And it's a really special thing to be able to impact people that way. So I'm very proud of you. And I think I didn't even listen to that voicemail prior. It just happened to be the one we're ending on today. I think that's the perfect way to end today's episode. And just, everyone stay positive, stay healthy.
Yeah.
Going into the holiday season.
And it's time to press on.
It's time to press on. And the holidays are really hard for a lot of families, for a lot of the reasons why we just spoke of, with different callers and struggling with addiction and different kinds of issues.
So yeah.
And the holidays, and loss and grief. The holidays are very hard.
The pandemic, it's tough. It is.
So it's time to, you know, get into your deep-rooted foundation of whatever your higher power is, and stay focused and healthy
and grateful
and grateful and mindful, and have a great rest of your day.
We'll see you guys next week.
We will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes.